Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Grizzly Bear Bets podcast on the Grizzly Bear Blues podcast network. I'm your host, Chase Bobbitt. Today is Wednesday, January 25th, 2023, and the Memphis Grizzlies are in action tonight in the Bay Area against their new rivals, according to the NBA, the Golden State Warriors. So obviously, we've seen these two teams over the last two or three years draw back and forth after the Warriors won the NBA Finals. Klay Thompson takes a shot at Jaren Jackson Jr. Ja Morant and Draymond Green have gotten into it a bunch of times. So this is a very exciting matchup on national TV. Looks like both teams are relatively healthy besides a couple injuries here or there, which we'll get to. But an exciting matchup tonight nonetheless against these two teams and kind of make up for that Christmas Day disappointment, obviously, for the Grizzlies' sake. The fact that the result didn't go their way, but just as a viewership perspective, Steph Curry didn't play in that game, so we get to see close to a full lineup for both these teams that we saw last year in the playoffs. So looking forward to it nonetheless. We'll touch that game right after we get into the game the other night on Monday against the Sacramento Kings. Very unfortunate game on that end for the Grizzlies' sake. Ja Morant and Steven Adams didn't play in that game, last minute scratches, so I apologize for anyone that listened to the podcast, made bets based off that. I did end up changing all my bets pretty much once I found out this news, which is why it's important to follow the Twitter at GrizzBearBets, because I tweeted those plays before the game went live, because the podcast was actually uploading when I found out that Ja Morant and Steven Adams would be listed as questionable and then ultimately listed as out on the game. So again, 133-100 was the final score of the game in favor of the Kings. The game closed at a -3.5 for the Kings, and the over-under was at 245. So we got both those spot on in terms of Kings, -3.5 and then under 245. Again, with the players that ended up being listed as out, I really didn't have any question that the game would go under the total. Though in the first quarter, it seemed when the Kings scored 47 points and tied an NBA record with three-pointers made, it seemed like that game was going over, but ended up going under. And then Kings -3.5 was never in doubt. 33-point win for the Kings. Play of the game was Desmond Bane over 2.5 threes. He finished with three threes for the night. I honestly thought he'd take more considering Ja Morant not playing. Only took four threes, but again, the game just kind of got out of hand, so we didn't maybe see Desmond Bane play as much as we would have hoped. Tyus Jones over 1.5 threes hit as well, which was our next play. With Ja Morant out, Tyus Jones' three-point volume goes up a ton, and he hits them at a decent rate. So he hit two threes, 2 of 5 from three to cast the over 1.5 three bet. Jaren Jackson Jr. over 2.5 blocks finally let us down, which it's kind of refreshing because now, you know, the sportsbooks won't catch up to it. We can keep, you know, hammering it at 2.5. Jaren only finished with one block on the night. Then De'Aaron Fox over 25.5 points did not hit either. He finished with 17 points, 10 assists. Very productive night from him, but scoring the ball wasn't the main focal point of the attack for the Sacramento Kings. And then Domantas Sabonis finished with a triple-double, and we had over 8.5 assists for him. He finished with 11. So 5-2 on the night, a good night from our perspective, considering, you know, the Grizzlies now two losses in a row. Three losses in a row because they lost to the Lakers as well. Tough road trip for the Grizzlies, a chance for them tonight to make back up some lost ground on the top of that seeding, especially with the Nuggets playing against the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Could be a chance for the Nuggets to drop a game as well. So these two teams, again, Golden State Warriors, Memphis Grizzlies, are now a rivalry. We see them playing on rivalry week, so the NBA is acknowledging that as well. The Golden State Warriors are currently listed as a 3.5-point favorite. Over-under is at 245.5. As mentioned before, we saw these two teams play on Christmas Day, but ended up being a bit of a disappointment with Steph Curry not playing in the game, and then the Grizzlies just getting absolutely blown out in this matchup. The game finished 123-109 in favor of the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco, but the Warriors were a 7-point underdog. So this is only the second time we've seen these two teams play. Before that, we saw them play, obviously, in the playoffs was the last time. So Against the spread, both teams are bad to say the least. Both teams are 22-24-1 against the spread in the NBA, which is good for 20th and 21st, respectively. I don't know what the tiebreaker is, but nonetheless, they both have the same exact record against the spread. Grizzlies, as I mentioned, are on a three-game losing streak after an 11-game win streak. So this road trip has been an absolute disaster for the Grizzlies, to say the least, up to this point. In terms of injury reports, it is important to note that this is at 4:22 p.m. Eastern time. So whatever happens between now and then, you know, take that into account. Danny Green out, Steven Adams out, and John Conchar out for the Grizzlies. Then you have Andre Iguodala listed as out for the Golden State Warriors. I think James Wiseman looks like he may play in this game. And, you know, how much he plays, I don't know, especially with Steve Kerr calling the shots over there in Golden State. But nonetheless, it looks like James Wiseman will be healthy, but that really has no impact on anything that I'm going to say, considering he has not been good basically since his NBA career started. No offense, James. But Grizzlies plus 3.5. This is only going to be the 8th time all season they are listed as an underdog. But as an underdog, they are the worst team in the NBA with a 2-5 cover percentage right now. Worst in the NBA, only covering 28.6% of the games they play as an underdog. As an away team, very similar. And obviously, you know, before that, we do have to mention that the Warriors are one of the best teams in the NBA as a home team. They are 14-8-1 against the spread as a home team, which is good for 63.6% of the bets. And then as an away team, the Memphis Grizzlies are also not good, 8-15-1 against the spread. So all that to say that I actually think the Grizzlies play well here and cover the spread and win the game outright. But all the data would suggest otherwise. I think just this three-game win streak, I'm not going to say it's getting do or die for the Grizzlies to pick up some wins, but I think it's very important for them just to kind of get everything back together, not let this win streak or this losing streak continue and cause a bunch of problems, because I don't think there's problems to be had. But when, you know, losses start to pile on each other, things starts to build up, and some other stuff that normally would get swept under the rug kind of comes to the forefront of everything that's going on. So I like the Grizzlies plus 3.5 in this spot. Again, I just think it's an opportunity for the Grizzlies to get right here and make a, you know, good impression on the NBA, on national TV. They play well in these settings. So with all that being said, looking at the over-under now, again, over-under is currently listed at 245.5, and when we're looking at just these two teams last time they played, obviously that would have gone under this mark, and the over-under on that day was 233. So a lot of points that are expected to be scored in this game, and considering how these two teams are against the spread, or sorry, over-under, I don't understand it. Obviously the Warriors 27-17-3 for over-under, so that's actually second best in the NBA, but then you look at the Grizzlies 23-23-1 over-under record, which is 17th best. In terms of how these two teams match up, Grizzlies score the sixth most amount of points per game at 117 exactly. Warriors scored the third most points at 117.6. Warriors are one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA so far this season, letting up a 26th best 118 points per game, while Grizzlies are a top 10 defense in points against at 112.4. So all that being said, to say I think this is going to be a highly intense game, a game that these teams maybe try a bit more on defense than they would on a given Tuesday night against the Pistons or, you know, the Cavaliers or whatever. So I'm going to go under 245.5. I think it's going to be more defensive responsibilities on these players than we normally would expect. So I'm going to go under 245.5 as well as Grizzlies plus 3.5. I think that plays in the Grizzlies' favor because the Warriors do score so many points and the Grizzlies do have a good defense. So I'm going to go under 245.5 as the play there. For my play of the game, just looking at some props right now that I like, John Morant, obviously over 28.5 is one that catches my eye, but I'm going to go back to the well and go, actually a new one, I'm going to go Dylan Brooks under 1.5 three-pointers as my play of the game. So this is one that I have not taken, and again, taking it under as your play of the game, like, what are you doing? But the data does back this, as Dylan Brooks has not been good from three so far this season. And more specifically, in the month of January, he's shooting 21.6% from threes so far in the month of January. Has only gone over 1.5 threes on two occasions. That was against the Phoenix Suns the other night, and then against the Utah Jazz on the 8th of January. And when we saw these two teams play on Christmas, he went 1-6 from three. And obviously that would have not cast you over. And he's playing very well defensively, and, you know, obviously having to deal with Steph, Clay, Andrew Wiggins, Poole, all these offensive firepowers that the Golden State Warriors do have at their disposal. I think Dylan Brooks under 1.5 threes is a good bet to make and is going to be my play of the game. Sticking with that theme, I'm going to go Dylan Brooks under 13.5 points. Again, he's just not scoring the ball well. This month, he's averaging 11.8 points per game. He had 13 against Sacramento last game, but besides that, he's only gotten over this mark in 4 games so far this in the month of January. So he had 15 against Sacramento first time they played, then he had 18 against Charlotte, 15 against Utah, 15 against San Antonio. And then when Golden State played Memphis on Christmas, Dylan Brooks had 13 points. So I think the data on that part is also strong. So we're going to go Dylan Brooks under 1.5 threes and Dylan Brooks under 13.5 points. Ja Morant over 28.5 points is going to be our next play. Obviously, Ja sat out the last game, and I've been critical of him as of recently. You know, still a great player. Don't get that twisted. He's still a top 10 player in the whole league. But just in terms of scoring the ball, he hasn't been great as of late, so I think this is a good spot for Ja Morant. He's still averaging 28.1 points per game so far in the month of January, and that's with me saying I don't think he's been great. And any kind of moment like this, that Ja Morant can kind of seize the opportunity, I expect him to do that. Had 36 points in that Christmas Day game against Golden State Warriors, really the only player that stepped up in that game. So I expect Ja to have a big game tonight, going to prove a point and, you know, kind of dictate the offense. I didn't think he was aggressive enough against the Lakers the other night, so I expect him to go out there and do just that tonight. So Ja Morant over 28.5 points is the next play. I'm also going to go Desmond Bane over 21.5 points with that as well. Again, if Brooks isn't going to score the ball, someone else has to step up, and Desmond Bane has done just that this year, averaging 21.7 points so far this season. And he was very bad on Christmas Day when these two teams played. Granted, that was right when he was coming back from injury. Only had 9 points in 24 minutes. So I expect a much better Desmond Bane game tonight. I'm going to go over 21.5 points there for Desmond Bane. Looking at some Warrior players now, we have Steph Curry's over-under is currently set at 27.5. Klay Thompson is at 21.5, as well as Jordan Poole. I'm going to go under on one of these three. And I think I'm going to go Klay Thompson under 21.5 points. Klay Thompson has been much better as of recently, but did have a very bad game the other night against the Brooklyn Nets. Only scored 10 points in that game. When we saw them play on Christmas Day, Klay Thompson scored 24 points. So I think Klay is important. I think Klay is going to have a good game, but 21.5, I think, again, if I'm going under on the game, I think he's going to go under that mark. But I will go Steph Curry over 27.5, as Steph has been on a tear lately since coming back from that injury. So Steph Curry, as of recently, is averaging 29.2 points so far this season. But since coming back from injury, he had a 41-point game against the Washington Wizards the other night, had 29 against the Boston Celtics, had 26 in a bad game against the Brooklyn Nets. So I expect Steph to come out here, play well. Obviously didn't play the Grizzlies in that first game that they played this season. So I expect Steph to come out, have a good game against the Memphis Grizzlies. Looking at some three-point props, Steph Curry is currently at 4.5. At minus 110. He's averaging 4.3 threes per game made in the month of January, but with him obviously going over on the plays, we're going to go over, or on the points, we're going to go over 4.5 threes for Steph Curry tonight as the next play. And to wrap it up, we are going to go Draymond Green over 6.5 assists tonight at minus 140. When they played Memphis on Christmas, he had 13 assists. He had 7 the other night against the Brooklyn Nets, and he has gotten 7 or more in their last 4 games dating back to the 13th of January when they played the San Antonio Spurs. But since then, he had 7, 10, 9, and then 7 against the Brooklyn Nets the other night. So I like Draymond Green to go over that 6.5 assist mark. We know he's not going to score the ball, look to facilitate. And, you know, games like this, Draymond obviously kind of plays up to his competition and will have a big game, you know, in terms of just impact on the court. So that is going to be all the bets for tonight. As always, thank you guys for listening. Make sure to follow the Twitter at GrizzBearBets. I'll be live tweeting the game tonight, talking about the plays as they go on. Make sure to follow my personal Twitter at ChaseBobbitt9, and then make sure to follow the Grizzly Bear Blues Twitter at SBNGrizzlies. I'll see you guys for the Grizzlies' next game, which will be on Friday, January 27th in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. So looking forward to that. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Grizzlies, and see you guys next time. Thank you.